Psalm 76. In Judah, God is known, and his name is great in Israel. In Salem, that is Jerusalem, is his tabernacle, and his dwelling place in Zion, that's the Temple Mount. Although, first of all, that's where the tabernacle was. There he broke the arrows of the bow, the shield, the sword, and the battle. You are more glorious and excellent than all the mountains of prey. The proud-hearted have been destroyed. They have slept their sleep, and none of the men of might have found their hands. Now, this is typical of how God will destroy the apparent power of men. Those who are proud-hearted and the men of might, those who appear to have might on their side. All this human might and strength is absolutely nothing compared to the power of God. At your rebuke, O God of Jacob, both the chariot and horse are cast into a dead sleep. You, even you, are to be feared. And who may stand in your sight when you become angry? You caused judgment to be heard from heaven. The earth feared and was still when God arose to judgment to save all the humble of the earth. So we needn't fear the coming of the day of judgment in that sense. And David often looks forward to it coming, because it will be the day when the humble will be saved and the proud will be destroyed. So it all depends whether you are humble. And it will be a day for us to look forward to if we are humble. And it's this humility which is so important before God. Surely the wrath of man will praise you. The remainder of wrath you will restrain. There's no point ranting and raving against God as some people do. Make a promise and pay to the Lord your God what you vow. Let all who are round about him bring presents unto him who ought to be feared. He will cut off the spirit of princes. He is high and mighty above the kings of the earth. So all human strength. This is the president. This is the king. This is the queen. This is the great leader. This is the boss. All this is nothing compared to the greatness of God. And you need to remember that, especially when it seems that powerful people have got advantage over you, that actually their position of power and demanding respect and all that is actually nothing compared to the huge greatness of God.